You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Tuesday warned against treating the confessional like the dry cleaners, a place to make a quick transaction, wipe away our sins, and steal a false pardon. Speaking during the homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta, he also stressed the need for Christians to be truly ashamed of their sins. Drawing inspiration from the morning's readings, Pope Francis reflected on the Book of Daniel that emphasizes the need to come before God with a humble and contrite spirit. Then moving on to the Gospel, where Jesus tells Peter to forgive his brother not 7 times but 77 times, the Pope told the congregation that in order to forgive others, we must understand that we too have been forgiven. He said this is shown in the actions of the debtor, who is forgiven by his master, but who himself could not forgive another person who was in debt to him. He has not understood the mystery of forgiveness, the Pope said, and he explained that this mystery is not like a transaction in a bank. Nor, he said, must we confess our sins like a sort of a checklist. If you come away from confession, he explained, saying, the priest forgives me, I'm given 3 Hail Marys to pray, and I leave in peace. You have not understood.
Tu non hai capito niente.
You have not gone to confession ashamed of what you have done, he said. You have seen stains on your conscience and have mistakenly believed that the confessional box is like the dry cleaners that removes those sins. You're unable to feel shame for your sins. Entering into this mystery, Pope Francis said, helps us to reform our lives. He also said that only when I am strong in the knowledge that the Father has forgiven me can I forgive others. So, urging the faithful to always forgive others just as they have been forgiven, and urging them to ask for the grace to be ashamed before God, the Pope concluded saying, it is a huge grace to feel ashamed of our sins and then receive forgiveness and the grace of generosity to give it to others, because the Lord has forgiven all. So who am I not to forgive?
Chi sono io per non perdonare?
I'm Linda Bordoni.